1992 brings us in our virtual tour to Christchurch Gorey, truly one of the hub churches of the diocese, with so much going on in and around it, in parish and town, adjacent to the very large Gorey Central School, the largest primary school we have. But just to single out one thing, when I visit Gorey, I always think of and admire the wonderful Harry Clark windows. And many will remember how we were fascinated by coverage and a lecture some years ago of how one of those windows was commissioned from Harry Clark by Mary Lee Wilson, who's who was a young woman whose husband was an RIC officer who was assassinated in Gorey. She had this window put in by Clark in his memory in the church where he worshipped. She never married again. She went on to have a very distinguished career as a paediatrician. And later on, quite by accident, not knowing what it was, but just because she liked it as a picture, she bought the Caravaggio Taking of Christ, which she presented to the Jesuits. And by a circuitous route, it found its way to the National Gallery and was eventually identified for what it really was. So amazing things surround that story and draw our minds to the Clark windows of Gorey. 1992 was the year of the X case, when the courts were used to prevent a teenager pregnant allegedly on account of rape from leaving the jurisdiction to procure a termination. The tortuous story of the application and interpretation of the 1983 pro-life amendment to the Constitution was to continue for several more decades. It was also, and in a way the two are related because they're all about things that were going on under the surface in Irish society and how to face the reality of them, it was also the year when the highly popular, charismatic Roman Catholic Bishop of Galway, Eamon Casey, resigned in a hurry and fled the country when it was revealed that while he was Bishop of Kerry, he had fathered a child with an American, Annie Murphy. That boy was, by the time of his resignation, a teenager. Incidentally, after the events, as it were, had subsided a bit, Annie Murphy made a famous appearance on The Late Late Show, which wasn't one of Gay Byrne's glorious moments. Gay Byrne put it to her that if her son was as good as his father, he'd be a fine man, to which she instantly replied that his mother wasn't bad either. Eamon Casey had done a great deal of good in his ministry, both with Irish emigrants in England and especially with the development agency Trokera. He'd been a lead bishop who was great at handling the crowds during the papal visit of 1979. And when he died in 2017, notwithstanding the many years of his exile and disappearance from public life, his very public funeral in Galway, attended by the president, was a celebration of all those achievements. He'd been a leading anti-apartheid campaigner. He had been in El Salvador for the funeral of the assassinated Archbishop Oscar Romero, and he'd been caught up in the gunfire when government forces had opened fire on mourners on that occasion. And as a consequence of that, and given US policy at the time in that area, he refused to meet President Reagan in Galway during the president's visit to Ireland. So many sides to Casey. It was a classic case of how much good can be done by a deeply flawed man. And clearly in some of his attitudes to and treatment of women, he was deeply flawed. And good things being done by flawed people, of course, is a problem in ministry going back to the days of the Old Testament priest Eli. There is evidence in such people, and in all of us to some extent, of a Jekyll and Hyde syndrome, which can lurk in us and threaten our integrity. Perhaps Casey's tireless passion in public for justice was for him some sort of atonement for his own hidden dark side. His story, a turning point undoubtedly in the history of Catholic Ireland, and a rocking of its foundations, is yet in many ways terribly human. At the time that all this was going on, I was the father of a new baby, our firstborn, and was inclined to push him in his buggy round Trinity College, where I was then working, and the environs of Dublin, wearing clerical attire. Seeing me one day, the poet Brendan Kennelly said very mellifluously to me, "Doubly, father." And when I was walking the baby on Dunleary Pier, some young lads fishing at the end of the pier kept shouting Bishop Casey at me. Actually, I've never minded much the taunts that occasionally come with clerical attire, despite what the media say. And even then on Dunleary Pier, I've mostly found them to be good-humoured.